And before we get back to calls, just a tip of the dawn of my cap.
Okay. Joe.
To our number one house boy, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Joe, who is a graduate of Juilliard.
Joe.
Juilliard.
Yes, Don.
Juilliard.
As you have on the screen, please spell the word cougar.
Hold on, I can't see the screen.
No, you just spell it for us.
Spell it the way you've typed it.
What was that whisper?
C-O-U-G-E-R.
And you've written it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
Now, Joe.
There's an A in there somewhere, Joe.
You've made a mistake. Can you identify it?
Well, I suppose it's C-O-U-G-A-R.
There you go.
That's good, right. Joe.
He's right. Mentally retarded.
Nicely done.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night. Okay.
Bye, Joe.
There he goes.
As of this moment, no cougars have called yet.
The ladies have not called, but the guys are still calling.
We have 8 million guys, though. Let me see. Hello, Mark. Don and Mike Show. Howdy, Mark.
How you doing, guys? Good to hear from you again. Glad you're all healthy, Mike. Is there a way?
Wait, hold on a second. Wait. Whoa. You said good to hear from me again.
Good to talk to you again.
Oh. All right.
Well, is there a weight limit for cougars?
The truth is we call our listeners. We call these guys to be on the show.
Every single one.
Good to hear from you. Don and Mike, I just received the call. You were looking for my input. I'll stand by. I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
It's the same thing when we'll take a phone call, see you're on the air, and somebody will go, I'm fine.
I love that.
Was the question, is there a weight limit on cougars?
I know you're throwing back the young ones.
Here's the thing. I don't think that fat cougars count.
Because, I don't either.
Because a cougar is someone who, even though she's leathery and old,
she's still trying to get it done.
Is still effable.
Yeah.
You know, she's not an old pig.
That's why we're having the cougarettes, because these are going to be handsome women. These are going to be women that are a little long in the tooth, but they're still strong.
Well, we're going to have a couple of leopards.
A couple of leopards, but the leopards are going to be strong leopards.
I know. As an example, from our station here in D.C.,
we get leopards.
Our home station, Free FM, WJFK, whatever they're calling it this week.
Right. Yes.
Here's a promo that just ran during our commercial set, which talks about the cheerleaders that that the sports junkies have.
Okay.
On their morning show. Okay.
Free FM is free in the streets.
BDK from the Junkies takes the Junkettes and himself to Circuit City on Leesburg Pike in Vienna. Join them Tuesday the 30th on your morning commute from 7 to 9. Besides looking hot and wearing almost nothing, the Junkettes will give away a $450 2007 Microsoft package on Saturday the 27th.
Okay, well, you get the point. Now, we should be getting that same promotion on the station, and shame on us for not coming up with whatever other DJ has their own cheerleaders.
Do we have to say Cougarettes, or can we say the Don and Mike Cougars?
Either way, Mike. I think
Cougarettes would be, unoriginal. I think Cougars themselves, just pure Cougars.
Yeah. What about the Sexolettes?
Discotheques in the set. That means we'd have to find a discotheque.
Stand by for maybe our first real-life cougar. Hello, Erica?
Yes.
Are you a cougar?
Yes.
Erica, did I hear a man in the background there?
No, actually, but there are some.
How old are you, Erica?
32.
Is that old enough to be a cougar?
It's a puma. It's a cougar young end.
Yeah.
The youngest man that you have bedded at 32.
24.
I don't know. 30, I mean, see, when you get into the pumas, I don't know. Age is so deceiving without seeing her, without seeing how many miles you... How many miles do you think you have on you?
Not very many, I would assume.
Are your tires bald?
Do you go out and pursue younger men as a habit?
Yeah, normally.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
That I most resemble?
Mike, I'm going to just... Oh. You know what? No. She's too dense to be a cougar.
Yeah, I just...
She still is a good-looking
She's got a little... She has to be a little more cunning, so to speak. I love that word.
I get it.
She's quite the runt. Quite the cunning runt. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Ryan.
Hi there, Ryan. Ryan or Brian?
Yeah. Ryan with an R, sir.
Thanks for letting us call you, Ryan.
Ryan, as you know, when we called you, we asked for your cougar experience, and what is it, please? And then hang up and listen.
There are plenty of dens. There are plenty of cougar dens that I've hunted in Old Town Alexandria.
Old Town Alexandria?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, a very strong working community. A lot of people that you know, are slaying the dragon every day. I'm sure that has some cougar hangouts.
So. Absolutely. And there's a website, urbancougar.com, that will give you definitions. And they also have places.
Yeah. You know, let me stop you for one second there, Ryan. Robbie actually came to me during the break and showed me that site. We're aware of that site. We would rather go on real life experience,
yeah, sure,
rather
absolutely.
Than a website. Ryan, when you were with a cougar, how long ago was it?
2 months ago.
And what? Give us the age parameters.
That's fresh.
I'm 26, and she was 41.
Okay,
that's prime.
That's good.
Prime. Cougar,
yep,
territory.
Sure.
How did it happen?
I walked into the bar with some of my buddies, and we just kicked back and threw down some drinks, and they approached us, her and a group.
Perfect.
A group of cougars approached us.
Good. And they were they strong looking cougars?
Yes, they were. They were very very tan. all of them had a good build, almost athletic. But yeah,
that's a good cougar. That's the cougar we're looking for.
That's a strong cougar.
The athletic body.
You know, we want the cougar that, you know, does the 200 crunches a day.
That's
while
right.
She's saying, why can't I find a man 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Exactly.
Oh, what is this, Rob? He was approached by a pride of cougars.
Yeah, a pride, yes, a pride of cougars.
Is that what you call them?
Be a pride of cougars. How many in the pride?
Thank you, boy.
There were four in the pride.
Would that be a pride, Rob?
That would be
absolutely a pride. Were they all in their 40s, do you think?
Yes, either early 40s or definitely late 30s.
Okay.
Right. And the one that you captured, tell us about the conquest.
Or the one that captured you.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. She captured me. I didn't have to do much other than chug the beers that she kept handing my way.
How did she seduce you, sir?
Well, actually, whenever we had sat down at the bar, the pride came over to us.
They
had been watching us for 30 minutes, they said, and they decided to approach us, number one, for the stool, but they thought that we looked entertaining.
The stool.
So they sat down and immediately bought a round of drinks for us.
So the fact that, now, were your buddies very demonstrative and very energetic and laughing and having a good time? Is that, because this might be a tip for guys that are looking for cougars.
Yeah, I tell you what, travel in a pack and be lively
be full of life.
I am picturing you and your friends, like the guys in Entourage. Is that what it is, basically? That you and Turtle and your other friends are going to Old Town Alexandria?
Yeah, well, there was just three of us, and I ended up with the 41-year-old. The other two struck out. One of them, they were dancing at the bar. Mm-hmm. One of them accidentally grazed a breast of one of the cougars, and she immediately
accidentally, huh?
Yes,
so
my friend was reprimanded and scalded, and then my cougar had lured me away off to a bench seat.
So your cougar lured you away from the pride.
Uh-huh.
And off to a secret area,
correct.
And did you consummate there or at her place or your place?
Yeah, we actually went. We actually went to her house, which was only a couple blocks away.
Seems to be a trend.
Yeah,
now. Now I think we're getting some interesting insight here.
It
seems to me that cougars, whether they're with the pride or without the pride, they seem to hunt within very close to where they live.
And they bring them back to their cave.
And we also see here another tool.
Their den, Don.
The den. The cougar also hunts with her pocketbook because she has more money than the young cougar.
This is the second time I've heard bought a round of drinks.
Sure, and what does that mean to a powerful cougar in the pride?
On our way back to the den.
That's right. The den.
To be with her mother cubs.
So she took you back to her den. What happened then?
Yeah, she picked me up by my neck and took me back to the den.
Mm.
And basically, once we got there, she poured booze for us, some nice whiskey, and basically showed me where the bedroom was.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there because I was curious about it. You said us. It was just you and the cougar, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So then pretty much when you went to the bedroom, did she devour you? Did you devour her? How long did the act take, and how long did it take you to get out of there?
Well, Well, it took me an hour once it was all done and finished, and I left. But once we got in there, it was all business. She basically threw me down and did everything that she wanted to do, how she wanted to do it.
Oh yeah.
And basically, you know, took me to school.
Okay.
This is a great cougar.
Great story. You lead by example.
Fantastic.
There you go. All right, good one. Thank you, my friend.
That's excellent.
That's an outstanding cougar story.
That's really, I think that's a real typical example, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
As the search for the Don and Mike Cougars continues.
Still waiting for, we have that young cougar who really was disqualified.
You know, we'll talk about this over the next couple of days. Good. This is something that I think you're absolutely right about. Women are going to have to get the courage up.
It's like a good chili, Don. I think it's going to need to, you know, season for a while. It's going to need to percolate for a while.
I'm going to ask all of you women that are on your way to Clyde's tonight to think about calling the show tomorrow.
Please do. Please. on your way. If you're thinking about having a drink at Houston's down the street, you know, it might be a real nice idea
wherever.
To give us a call.
Hello there, Matt, Don and Mike show.
On guys,
hey buddy,
I've got a nasty full-blown it's a leopard story.
A leopard.
All right, I'll give you 1 minute because we're up on the Buzz News Hour, so go.
Okay, here's a fast one. I was at a club, it was closing time, you know, just about the time they're playing that stupid Last Dance song and the lights are getting ready to come up.
Yes.
And this chick was easily late 50s, early 60s.
Hello.
And came up to me and handed me a bottle of beer and asked me to go outside with her. So I walked outside with her, and she told me to walk her to her truck and said,
truck.
All this has happened in the span of like 5 or 10 minutes. And she takes me to her truck, and she says she wants me to come home with her. And I'm 28 years old when this happens. And I say, well, why do I want to go home with you? And she says, well, get in my truck with you, and I'll show you why. So I get in the truck with her, and she gives me the FCC, let's see, how do you put that?
A Monica?
Oh, yeah.
And it was quality? It was good?
It was quality. She probably took her teeth out when I did. It was quality. And so then I told her I'd follow her to her house, and she gave me her address, and I went back to my car and drove back to my apartment and never saw her again.
That's a good cougar story.
Great story. Fantastic. Wow.
Thank you, dude. Now here's a question. Where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
All right. If that, now, we were only planning this originally here in D.C., but let's say that in Wichita we have our own cougars in Wichita. Would you go to a local establishment to see them, to look at their age spots, to watch them promote the show?
Just to see the quality level of our cougars.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you? I mean,
because I seriously think our cougars, this is an older woman's ticket to fame and fortune.
Because remember, here's the commercial now that we run on WJFK, okay?
Free FM is free in the streets.
BDK from the Junkies takes the Junkettes and himself to Circuit City in Leesburg, Pike, and Vienna. Join them Tuesday the 30th on your morning commute from 7 to 9. Besides looking hot and wearing almost nothing, the Junkettes will give away a $450 2,000 sets.
So and then don't we get more promotion on our own radio station then?
You would think. Of course we do.
Don't we become more than just an afterthought where it's like, oh, yeah, the sports junkies, Opie and Anthony, and oh, yeah, and Donna Mike, they're still here.
I think the Cougars are our ticket back into the forefront. And I think this could open up a whole publicity.
Because then the station's got to run something like going, you know, hi, this is Joe. Come see the Donna Mike Cougars. They might take care of you, or whatever they say in that commercial for the sports junkies. Girl.
Hi, are you a woman between the age of 35 and 55? Have you always wanted to be a successful model but feel that life has passed you by? Then you could be one of the Don and Mike Cougars.
Were you up for a spot as an extra in Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that'll pull them.
All right, Matt, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
See you later. Up, oh, it's Buzz News time.
Nothing like getting that beer, and then she says, come to my truck.
But I bet, like that guy said, I bet those cougars go the extra mile, man.
Of course
man.
They do. Absolutely.
They're hungry.
And let's mention experience, too.
Yes.
They know how to please.
That's true. We got a break. We will pick this up tomorrow. Oh, my God. There's one. I can attest to this one, for goodness sakes. Hey, Gabe in Sacramento. God damn, this guy is right on. I should have said this myself. Gabe.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening, Gabe?
Nothing much. I was just calling to give you a cougar story for you.
All right, just real quick, where's your location?
I'm in Sacramento.
No, I mean, where you saw the cougars?
Actually, we were on a cruise ship. Me and my buddies were on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And I am telling you, there is no better place to get a cougar than on the cruise ship. I
Rob,
I took two pelts while I was on there.
Hold on
two
a second.
Pelts.
Yeah. Rob and I have both been on cruises, and we should have thought of that already.
We really should have. I saw a lot of them on that J-Date cruise I was on.
I'm sure.
Yeah. They
Cougars on water.
They do travel in their packs on the cruise ship.
Sure, like four or five women that'll be together, right?
And they've got that synchronized seating for dinner, and they're out there for the kill.
Excuse me. Their pride.
Their pride.
The four or five
pride,
their pride.
Dan, let's make sure we use the right feline terminology.
All right. Well, I think this is going to be the next big thing. Gosh, I hope Mancow doesn't find this offensive towards women.
I think he'll kick us out of the Association of Responsible Disc Jockeys.
we'll continue this tomorrow as we search for the Dynamite Cougars. We will be right back with Freddie Strange.
This is the Don and Mike Show.